Thank you. I'll start out with a song about Berkeley, California, where I just visited, where all the communists hang out on the West Coast. So, watch it. Down, down. Oh, I am just a student, sir, and only want to learn. But it's hard to read through the rise and smoke from the books that you like to burn. So I'd like to make a promise, and I'd like to make a vow, that when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. You've given me a number, and you've taken off my name. Get around this campus, why you must need a plane. And you're supporting Chiang Kai-shek while I'm supporting Mao. So when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. You'd like to be my father, you'd like to be my dad. Then give me kisses when I'm good and spank me when I'm bad. But since I left my parents, I've forgotten how to bow. So when I've got say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. I wish that you'd make up your mind. I wish that you'd decide that I should live as freely as those who live outside. Cause we also are entitled to the rights to be endowed. And when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. And things, they might be different if I was here alone. But I've got a friend or two who no longer live at home. And we'll respect our elders just as long as they allow. That when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. I've read of other countries where the students take a stand. They've even helped to overthrow the leaders of the land. Now I wouldn't go so far to say we're also learning how. But when I sir, I'm gonna say it now. So keep right out of talking and tell us what to do. But if nobody listens, my apologies to you. And I know that you were younger once, cause you sure are older now. And when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. So I'm just a student, sir, and only want to learn. But it's hard to read through the rising smoke from the books that you like to burn. So I'd like to make a promise, and I'd like to make a vow, that when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. Thank you. That song was dedicated to Sergeant Barry Sadler. America's leading soul singer. The hippest cat in the army. It's a little known fact that Barry smokes green berets. You light one up, it makes you want to kill. A good high while it lasts, and on my very next album cover I have a picture of myself featured wearing a hat I styled myself, a yellow beret. A symbol of intelligent cowardice. Perhaps the main philosophical movement of the 60s. Here's a song anyway called Cross My Heart.
Despair, and it starts to bend till by the end it's a it's true. So many things you do to please you, so they leave you feeling warm. It's the calm before the storm, for the habit grows, and before you know it, you're deep on. So I'm gonna give all that I've got to give. Cross my heart, and I hope to live. I don't know, but I feel the safety isn't real with everybody acting all the same. So I'll go my way laughing while they say that I'm insane. Yes, I'm gonna give all that I've got to give. Cross my heart, and I hope to live. I don't know, but I find the speed. And the soldier obeys while the parson prays for his downfall. So I'm gonna give all that I've got to give. Cross my heart, and I hope to live. I don't know, but I see that everything is free when you're young, the treasures you can take. But the bridge is bound to break, and you reach the end screaming, it's all been a mistake. So I'm gonna give all that I've got to give. Cross my heart, to live. I don't know, but it seems that every single dream is painting pretty pictures in the air. Then it tumbles in despair, and it starts to bend, till by the end it's a nightmare.
Thank you. And now, I'd like to introduce my band. Everett Dirksen here. Everett Dirksen on piano. Lyndon Johnson on Aragon. This is people walk up to me all the time and say, "Oh, Cute Creep, you write all these political songs. Why don't you write a simple love song just for once?" "Oh, Cute Creep," they say, fluently. Needless to say, I felt guilty about all that. So I went out in the woods and read Playboy and thought about life, strangled a child, thought about death, and came back to the city with a new man, a veritable new man. And I observed how everything changes and decided to write a song about that. So there's a song about how everything changes, nothing stays the same. I wrote it right after I saw a priest rob a bank. next song comes from a book of mine called A Short History of the Folk Song Revival, From Saina 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 to Everybody Must Get Stoned. A satirical piece. The song is called The Party. It's about a party that's going on all around us, folks. Wherever you look, there's a party. Sometimes the party in the form of a church, sometimes in the form of a war. Or who knows, perhaps even in our own homes, this party might be going on. It opens up with the communists going to the party to get money for their cause, so they can come back later and kill all the people at the party. Essentially an anti-communist song. The fire-breathing rebel arrive at the party early. Their khaki coats are hung in the closet near the fur. Asking handouts from the lady while they criticize the Lord. Boasting of the murder of the very hands that bore. And the victims learn to giggle, or at least they are not bored. And my shoulders had to shrug as I crawled beneath the rug and retuned my piano. The hostess is enormous. She fills the room with perfume. She meets the guests and smothers them with greetings. And she asks, how are you? And she offers them a drink. The countess of the social grace, who never seems to blame. And she promises to talk to you if you promise not to think. And my shoulders had a shrug as I crawled beneath the rug and retuned my piano. The beauty of the hour is blazing in the present. She surrounds herself with those who would surrender. Floating in her flattery, she's a trophy prize caress. Protected by a pretty face, sometimes cursed, sometimes blessed. And she's staring down their desires while they're staring down her dress. And my shoulders had to shrug as I crawl beneath the rug and retune my piano. The eagles shine like light bulbs, so bright you cannot see them. Blind each other, blinder than a sandbox. All the fury of an argument, holding back their young. A challenge shakes the chandelier, the selfish swords are drawn. To the loser go the hang-ups, to the victor go the hangers-on. And my shoulders had a shrug as I crawled beneath the rug and retuned my piano. They traveled to the table. The hostess served for supper. And they pass each other down for salt and pepper. And the conversation sparkles as their wits are dipped in wine. Dinosaurs on a diet, on each other they will die. Then they pick their teeth
and they squelch about saying, darling, you tasted divine. And my shoulders had to shrug as I crawled beneath the rug and retuned my piano. The wallflower is waiting. She hides behind composure, composure. She'd love to dance and praise that no one asks her. Then she steals a glance at lovers while her fingers tease her hair. And she marvels at the confidence of those who hide their fear. Then her eyes close as she rides away with a foreign legionnaire. Shoulders had to shrug as I crawled beneath the rug and retuned my piano. Romeo is reeling, counting notches on his thigh bone, searching for 111. And he's charming as a child while he leads you to his web, seducing queens and gypsy girls in the boudoir of his bed. Then he wraps himself over the tablecloth and pretends he is a bed. And my shoulders had to shrug as I crawled beneath the rug and retuned my piano. Ah, the party must be over. Even the losers are leaving. But just one doubt is nagging at my caustic mind. So I snuck up close behind me and I gave myself a kiss. And I led myself to the mirror to expose what I had missed. There I saw a laughing maniac who was writing songs like this. And my shoulders had to shrug as I crawled beneath the rug and retuned my piano.
Thank you. Well, I noticed we had a couple of requests. But, please control yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We must maintain order here. We'll do a... What? You know, I like to do new songs because I got the other songs out already, right? So I'll do a new song. Songs rarely heard by human ears. This is a song called Nobody Buys Flowers from the Flower Lady. Known only to a few. But still, a heck of a song. It's a... I wrote it in Montreal after I ran over a flower lady. I can't emphasize strongly enough, that the words are most important here. You must listen to the words. Otherwise, you'll be bored. And we mustn't get bored, right? Boredom is next to godliness. Millionaires and
paupers walk the hungry street. Rich and poor companions of the restless bee. Strangers in a foreign land, strike a match with a trembling hand. Learn too much to ever understand. But nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. Lovers quarrel, snarl away their happiness. Kisses crumble in a web of loneliness. It's written by the poison pen. Voices break before they bend. The door is slammed, it's over once again. But nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. Poets agonize, they cannot find the word. And the stone stares at the sculptor, asks, are you absurd? Painter paints his brushes black. Through the canvas runs a crack. Portrait of the pain never answers back. But nobody's buying flowers. Soldiers disillusioned to come home from the war. Sarcastic students tell them not to fight no more. And they argue through the night. Black is black and white is white. Walk away both knowing they are right. Still souls are drifting by. Dull the pain of living as they slowly die. Smiles change into a sneer, washed away by whiskey tears. In the quicksand of their mind they disappear. But nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. Feeble, aged people almost to their knees complain about the present using memories. Never found their pot of gold. Wrinkled hands, pound weary palms. Each line screams out.